Namashivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namashivaya.
Shri Vrubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om Sahanavavatu. Sahanobhunaktu. Sahavivyankaravavahai. తేజస్వినధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. తపస్వాధ్యాయ ఈశ్వర ప్రణిధానాని క్రియాయోగ సమాధి భావనార్థ క్లేశతనూకరణార్థశ్చ అవిద్యాస్మితారాగద్వేషాధినివేశాః పంచక్లేశాః అవిద్యాక్షేత్రముత్తరేషాం ప్రసుప్తతనువిచ్ఛిన్న ఉదాహరణాం అనిత్యాశ్రీ దుఃఖనాత్మసో నిత్యశుచీ సుఖాత్మఖ్యాతిరవిద్య దిగ్దర్శనశక్త్యోః ఏకాత్మదేవాస్మిత సుఖానుజీ రాగః దుఃఖానుజీ ద్వేషః స్వరసవాహీ విదుషోపి తథా రూఢోభినివేశః తే ప్రతిప్రసవహేయాః సూక్ష్మాః ధ్యానహేయాస్తద్వృత్తయః క్లేశమూలః కర్మాశయో దృష్టాదృష్టజన్మవేదనీయః సతిమూలే తద్విపాకో జాత్యాయుర్భోగాః తే హ్లాదపరితాఫలాః పుణ్యాపుణ్యహేతుత్వాత్ పరిణామతాపసంస్కారదుఃఖైః గుణవృత్తివిరోధాచ్చ దుఃఖం ఏవ సర్వం వివేకినః హేయం దుఃఖమనాగతం ద్రష్టృదృశ్యో సంయోగో హేయహేతుః ప్రకాశక్రియాస్థితిశీలం భూతేంద్రియాత్మకం భోగాపవర్గార్థం దృశ్యం విశేషవిశేషలింగమాత్రాలింగాని గుణపర్వాణి ద్రష్టాదృశిమాత్రశుద్ధోపి వర్త్యానుపశ్యః తదర్థం ఏవ దృశ్యస్య ఆత్మా కృతార్థం ప్రతి నష్టమపి అనష్టం తదన్య సాధారణత్వాత్ స్వస్వామి శక్త్యో స్వరూపోపలబ్ధిహేతుః సంయోగః తస్య హేతుర్విద్యా తత్ అభావాత్ సంయోగాభావో హానం తద్దృశే కైవల్యం వివేకఖ్యాతిరవిప్లవానోపాయః తస్య సప్తధా ప్రాంతభూమిః ప్రజ్ఞా యోగాంగానామనుష్ఠానాత్ అశుద్ధిక్షయే జ్ఞానదీప్తిర్ అవివేకఖ్యాతేయమ ఆసన ప్రాణాయామ ప్రత్యాహార ధారణ ధ్యాన సమాధయో అష్టౌ అంగాని. వి ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ దిస్ అష్టాంగ ఎయిట్ లింబ్స్ ఆఫ్ యోగా. సో వాట్ ఇస్ దట్? నియమ నియమ ఆసన ప్రాణాయామ ప్రత్యాహార ధారణ ధ్యాన అండ్ సమాధి. దీస్ ఆర్ ది ఎయిట్ లింబ్స్ ఆఫ్ యోగా. నౌ we have to understand. See, I have been telling you from the first day or from the other class of in other class of in your panchadashi etc. there also pranayama without the prerequisites if you practice you will have only problems. Pranayama is a means method to relieve you from the physical, mental and the nerval problems. But still, if you are not doing that with the prayer requisites, whatever is has to be done, then it is a problem. Why is it said like that? Because yama, niyama, we have to understand what yama, niyama, pranayama, asana, etc. are. Now let us see yama. See, why is it given in this order? Yama, yamayati iti yama, that which is controlling us. That which we have to control, meaning the don'ts. That which we have to control, meaning the don'ts. Abstinence, that is yama. First we have to know the don'ts. Now if we don't do the don'ts, then we are at least in a safer side. Whether we do the do's or not, if you don't do the don'ts, then that is fine. You are not at least acquiring any papa, sin. So first it is said, don'ts is explained yama. Then once you have the knowledge of the don'ts, then you have to have the knowledge of do's, what you have to do. That is niyama. You have to do that. Now once you have the knowledge of do's, don'ts, and once you have the knowledge of do's, and once you do that, you start doing asana, control, physical control. Control is two types, physical and mental. So physical control you gain through asana. Third. Fourth is mental control. It is pranayama. How do you call it mental control? Because prana and the vritti, they start from the same place. We already saw and we have seen in the Vedantas also. Prana and the thought function, they start from the same root. Therefore, you control prana, you control the mind. You control the mind, you control the prana. So, prana is control of mind. Therefore, you have to control this prana. We are controlling the prana for controlling the mind. The whole eight-limbed form of yoga is for control of mind, to gain the samadhi, to gain the yoga. Now, after controlling the prana, then you have to do pratyahara. Again, it's a next level of controlling, pratyahara. Then you have to dharana, fix the mind in something. Once you fix the mind in something, then you can come to this dhyana, meditation. Then samadhi. Samadhi is establishing in that meditation. Samadhi, they say concentration. Samadhi is not concentration. Dhyana is meditation. Samadhi is above meditation. Therefore, it cannot be concentration. It is concentrated meditation. Samadhi is not concentration. It is concentrated meditation. And there are some fools who think that dhyana, dhyaya chintayam, is the root word. Understand? You have to remember this root word. Because some fools, they think dhyana is something which happens. It's a magical process, dhyana. No magic is here. You have to practice. Dhyana is not something which happens. It has to be done. Chintayam, to think, to meditate. So, you have to do that dhyana. Yatha kramam yetedam anumanam Soru Anushthanam Sarupamcha Bhakshyamaha. So we'll explain in order what is the nature of each of this and each of these limbs and what is the method to practice. Tatra among the eightfold yoga, eight limb yoga, the first is Yama. So Yama, for Yama, this is the sutra. Ahimsa Satya. Ahimsa satyasteya brahmacharya parigrahaha yamaha. Ahimsa satyasteya brahmacharya parigrahaha yamaha. Ahimsa satyasteya brahmacharya parigrahaha yamaha. Ahimsa asatya asteya brahmacharya aparigraha yamaha. Except in brahmacharya, the others are in man samasa. Ahimsa, nahimsa iti ahimsa. Asteya, nasteya iti asteya. Then asatya, asatya. Nasatya iti asatya. Brahmacharya, there is no man samasa there. Aparigraha, na parigraha iti aparigraha. So every other place there is this man samasa, negation. Except in brahmacharya, because brahmacharya itself is abstinence. So, there is no negation there. Yamaha, these are the yamas. So, among them, what is ahimsa? Ahimsa, we have to understand this. See, ahimsa is not troubling others physically. See, himsa means to trouble others physically, to trouble others. So, himsa can be of any which way. You can trouble others physically or psychologically. So, you can hurt their physique or you can hurt their sight. So, whichever way you hurt another person, that is himsa. So, not doing that himsa is ahimsa. Kayena vacha manasa. By the thoughts, by the deeds, by words. In all the three ways, you should not disturb, trouble, give pain to others. That is ahimsa. Tatra ahimsa. Sarvatha, sarvada, sarabhutanam, anabhidrohaha. What is ahimsa? Sarvatha, sarvada, sarabhutanam. So, he is saying, ahimsa is sarvatha at all periods of time, sarvada at all places, sarabhutanam for all the living being. If sarvatha means through all the means, You can take that also through all the means. Kayena manasa, vachena manasa. Through kaya, body, through mind, through words, through mind. Through all these ways, sarvada, always, sarvabhutanam anabidroha. All the beings should not be troubled. All the time, all the beings should not be troubled in any which way. That is ahimsa. Meaning, when they are happy, you trouble them. That is also ahimsa. When they are in sorrow, when you trouble them, it is not going to cause any big ripple because they are already in pain. Some more pain is not going to make any difference. Some people think like that. So, that also is negated. Whether they are happy or sorrow or they are not worried about it, you should not trouble them. So, that is ahimsa. Utrecha yama niyamaha. Tan mulaha tat siddhi parataya tat pradipadanaya pradipadyante. So, ahimsa, all the other yogas, yamas, niyamas, etc., all of them are based on ahimsa. So, only if you are steadfast in ahimsa, you will be able to gain the steadfastness or the siddhi in the other yoga practices. So, ahimsa is very, very important. So, he is explaining that. Tad avadata rupa karanaya eva upadiyante. That ahimsa avadata karanaya eva. That is for purifying the sense organs. This ahimsa, what is that is used for? To purify the sense organs, to make the sense organs, body, mind, etc. pure. Tata ajaktam. How do you know this? It is said by Panchikacharya. That sakhalu ayam brahmano yatha yatha vratani bahuni samadit sate tatha tatha pramadakrute bhyo imsadi dana bhyo nirvartamanas tam eva avadata rupa ahimsam karoti sakyat khalu ayam brahmana. This brahmana, this person who is the sadhaka, who is interested in yoga, yatha yatha vratani bahuni samadit sate. As he practices the yoga, as he desires to practice the yoga, the means he, as he progresses in the yoga, bahuni samadhitse, manifold yoga, tatha, as he practices, through those practices, pramada kritebhya, pramada means carelessness because of anger, maybe because of his greed, because of his delusion, whatever, because sattva radas tamas. So pramada can happen in any which stage, any bit through any gunas. So if it is through sattva, then it is krodha. If it is through rajas, it is lobha. If it is through tamas, it is then moha, which is delusion. So through any which way, if you are confused, pramada kritabe, then the carelessness seeps in. So, himsa adi danebhya. So, himsa adi nidanebhya. Himsa adi nidanebhya means whatever karmas, himsa etc. Those karmas nidanebhya, nivartamanaha, they are removed, they are negated, destroyed. Tam eva avadata rupam ahimsam karoti. And that makes this person purified from the himsa etc. And it makes him ahimsa. It makes the person itself ahimsa. Through the practice of ahimsa, he becomes ahimsa. Because he is not disturbing anybody through any which way. When he is not disturbing anybody through any which way, again you have to understand, disturbing, troubling himself will also become ahimsa. So he will not do that again. So, satyam. Now, the next stage. Once he practices ahimsa, with that he has to practice truth also. Satyam. What is satyam? Yatharthe vangmanase. Yatharthe vangmanase. The mind and the words and the deeds should always be same. Whatever I see, I say. Whatever I say, whatever I think, I say. So, that is satyam. Yatha arthe vak manase. Words and the mind should be on the same object. The object of the word, and because you think something and you speak out something, then maybe you are not hurting somebody, but it is asatya. So you should not practice asatya. Yatha asatya, untruth, false, falsehood. Yatha drishtam, yatha anumitam, yatha ashutam, tatha vanmanas cheti. So as it is, you have to say. As it is means whatever you see, hear, etc. Or whatever you infer, or whatever is said in the shastras, whatever you know, you have to express it as it is. That is asatya. Paratra sabodha sankramantaye sankrantaye vaguktaha sa yadi na vanchitaha bhrantava pratipatti bandhyava bhaver iti. So sabodha sankrantaye, sabodha sankrantaye means when you are in a place, in a position to express whatever you know. During that period, vaguta sa yadi, whatever words you use, that if it is not vanchita, vanchita means if it is not used, those words are not used to deceive others. Vanchana means to deceive. So to cheat others, bhrantaha. Bhranta means to confuse others. If you are not using some words to deceive others or to confuse others, or pratipatti bandhya. Pratipatti bandhya means for in not making them clear. See, I say something, if the knowledge is not made clear, if you don't understand, that is also pratipatti means to know. Bandhya means to control. If you are saying something that which prevents them in knowing the truth, that is also falsehood. That should not be there. That is what is satyam. Not in any other which way. Yesha sarva bhuta upakarartham pravrutta na bhuta upaghataya. Therefore, that satya also is something which is used for helping other living beings, not to trouble other living beings. That is why we said satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, na bruyat, apriyam satyam. You have to say whatever you are saying, you have to say truth. And that truth should also be something which is good to others, something which is soothing to others. It should not be, I am saying truth. So you should not trouble others through your truth. So that also should be taken care of.